The following shiur has been presented by Rav Shmuel Binyamin Honigwax, Dayan at the Beis Havad, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
For more information about the center or for halachic services and resources, please call 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Kul Nachayim. Our Gemara is the makar for a big question in halacha, medical halacha. The Gemara discusses a case of hidbik shnei rucham yotzmi zeh benichnas lzeh maudi day potar the labdi day loy potar idoma the labdi day nami potar teku. Gemara has a question. Let's say there's two animals. One of them has an uber in its womb. It climbs out of that womb, goes into another womb, and then it comes out of that one. So the second one, the one that does, that it's not really that animal's child. So the Gemara has a question whether the uber will pater the mother, who is not really his mother, from the din of bechor, and the next child that that mother gives birth to will not have a din of a bechor since something came out of its stomach. What's the question revolves around whether we say that an uber can only pater the mother that it belongs to. It's its own mother it can pater, but it can't pater the rechem of another mother. This is a makar for a big question. Nowadays, Baruch Hashem, we have, technology has been advancing, if you haven't noticed, and it seems that it's possible for for the concept of a surrogate mother, which means that if a woman doesn't have eggs and she can't produce a baby of her own and she wants to be a mother, kiyadua, then the possibility is that eggs can be donated by another woman and these eggs can be fertilized and implanted in the womb of the woman who wants to have the baby, and when the baby comes out, now it's going to be her baby. So the question is the baby really her baby? Is that baby related to her? Or is the baby not related to her? In other words, because the baby didn't come out of her eggs didn't produce the baby, but the baby grew in her womb, and therefore the question is whether or not the fact that she actually raised the baby in her womb and gave birth to him, whether that would be sufficient in creating the bond of maternity, or is it necessary that the baby was produced by this woman's eggs? So, I saw the Heintige Achronim talk about this. I mean, I haven't seen any earlier Achronim talk about it, probably because the technology had not advanced at that point. And they bring a raya from a Taisus and a Rekve Eger in Ksubis. Taisus in Ksubis says that there's such a thing as a ger katon minat Torah. It's the Gemara in Sanhedrin tells us that it's possible for a ger to be a real ger, even though he's not bar mitzvah yet. So Taisus over there is going according to the Mahalach that the concept that we find in Ksubas of a minor becoming converting to Yiddishkeit, to Judaism, is only midrabanan. It only works according to, because of takanas chachamim, whatever the midrabanan, but not midrais. So yes, we find the pasuk that discusses the case of a ger katan. So how could it be that this whole thing is only midrabanan? So Taisus answers that the case that the pasuk is talking about is where you had a woman who converted while she was pregnant, and therefore her son is a ger katan. He's a minor ger who doesn't have any other relatives. So, there's various ways of understanding the Taisus, but Rebbe Kveger, for our purposes, Rebbe Kveger understands that Taisus is going according to the opinion in the Gemara in Yevamos that holds that when a pregnant woman converts, that her child is basically undergoing a separate conversion from the mother. In other words, we're going according to the sheet that holds Uber Lavi Erechimai, and therefore the conversion of the mother, the gerus of the mother, does not work for the child. And the only reason that the child becomes a ger is because the child underwent its own gerus by going to the mikvah. The child went into the mikvah at the same time that the mother went into the mikvah. And the Gemara points out that it's not a chatzitza, the fact that the water is not actually touching the child, and the mother's body is blocking the water from reaching the child, that would not be considered a chatzitza, and we could be considered a valid tefillah for the child. So, according to that, the gerus of the child is independent from the mother, it has nothing to do with the mother. That's how Rabbi Kveger understands. And that's why we have a bona fide ger katan min atayra, it works with the rice. Question is, the Gemara in Yavama says clearly that if a woman is nizgayer when she's pregnant with twins, that the halacha is that those two twins are related, are considered brothers from the mother's side. Question is, according to Rabbi Kveger, since each of these children is converting separately, is becoming nizgayer separately, why would that be considered that the two children are brothers? We know gershon nizgayer kikot nishanoilan dami. When a ger converts, it's as though he was born new, and he does not have any of his old relationships. So if the concept of maternity is conveyed at the time of conception, because of the fact that the child is being produced from the mother's eggs, so then these two children, and the fact that the mother gave birth to them later on doesn't in any way create relationship, so then these two children have nothing to do with each other, because true, they were created from the same mother's eggs, but subsequent to that, they underwent the gerus, and that gerus separated them from each other, just like gerus always separates two children who were born from the same mother. So, Reb Zalman Chaim Goldberg tries to prove from this Gemara that, according to this opinion of Reb Kveger, that the halacha will be that the maternity, the relationship between two children from the mother's side is created at the time of birth, when they come out of the rechem of the mother, and therefore, even though these kids had a gerus before they were born, since they were born afterwards, subsequent to their gerus, they were born from the same mother, that itself creates a relationship between the children. So you see, says Reb Zalman Chaim Goldberg Shlita, that maternity is instituted at the time of birth rather than at the time of conception, and it has nothing to do with whether or not you come from the same, you come from the eggs of that mother. There is a small makom to be chiluk on this raya. I don't know, maybe it's not such a small makom, but I believe he may discuss this himself. I'm not 100% sure. I did not have access to the sefer that quotes him directly, but it's possible to argue that this gemara would only apply if that means true, the birth from the mother actually does create a relationship, but that's only if you also happen to have been created from the eggs of this woman. Then you can also become a child and a brother to your brother because of the fact that you were born from the same woman. But it's only if there is some kind of biological connection that you have to this woman. Otherwise, you're like a foreign object implanted inside of her, and the action of birth itself doesn't create anything. The action of birth can only establish a relationship if there is a biological connection to this mother, and it's just that biological connection was interrupted because of the gerus, so then that would be reestablished because of the actual birth. It's not a very, I'm not able to determine whether or not this chiluk makes sense or not, but I'm just throwing this out there. So another obvious point of reference for this question would be our Gemara in Chulin. Our Gemara discusses whether or not the Uber, who was implanted in Behema's rechem, and then subsequently came out of that, whether he would pater that mother from the din of Bechira. And the Gemara says the question is whether it paters its own mother or even a different mother. So someone wanted to bring a raya, and I also thought this was a good raya actually when I was younger, that this would be a good raya. Why would it be a good raya? Because this would be the actual question of the Gemara. Is this animal considered the mother of this Uber or not? So basically we would end up with a teiku in the Gemara. The Gemara has a suffix whether or not this Uber is considered the child of this mother or not. I saw someone pointed out that perhaps the raya is just the other way around. The Gemara says that the reason why it would not pater the rechem and the mother would still have a chi of a b'chayra is because the law of didei loy pater. You only pater your own mother. You don't pater a different behema. So you see the other way around. The Gemara's question is only with regard to b'chayra, because b'chayra depends on the din of peter rechem. Pater Rechem means the first child that came out of this Rechem. Since it was already another child that came out of the Rechem, regardless if it's my child or not, one could have argued that itself paters the Rechem, because something else came out. The Gemara says, no, maybe it's only your own child that paters the Rechem, not someone else's child that paters your Rechem. But you see that the Gemara considers this over to be someone else's child. According to this tzad, according to the opinion, that a surrogate mother would be considered the mother, the Gemara wouldn't have an argument that the lav didei loy pater, since you're not the child of this behema, you cannot pater this behema. No, you are the child of the behema. Let's establish the relationship at the time of birth, say that you're the child of the behema, and therefore you'll be able to pater this mother. So perhaps you can prove the other way from the Gemara. You can prove that it was pasha to the Gemara. The Gemara assumed with certainty that a surrogate mother is not considered the mother, and then we can go on to the next step and have a question about paterechem. It's not a conclusive proof the other way, because you can also argue that that's the Gemara's question. Is over, that's lav didei, what that means, it doesn't have a biological relationship, can that pater the rechem? And that question will depend whether or not you become the mother. And lav didei doesn't mean that you're really not the child. Lav didei just means that you don't have any biological connection. Okay, it's a question, but this Gemara has some kind of shaychus to this child.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.